age 64, Lamed Beis Amud Beis. Meitav. If the father dies, Lo Nisroch Rishus Labal, Rishus Labal. If the father dies, the Rishus does not go to the husband. Meaning that a part of the Dharm is normally done Rishutfus if the girl is a betrothed Nara, and the father and husband have to do it together. What if the father dies? So the Yerushalmi established previously, and actually the Bible argues on that, but Yerushalmi established previously that the father is preeminent. The father has superior rights to the husband. The Bavli holds the father and husband have equal rights, which is actually to the detriment. In other words, that you don't say without getting into complications, the father doesn't take over automatically when the husband dies. But here we see the we're talking about the other way in any event, first, and then we're going to come back to the bout. Mesav lo yisnak rishus. It's really more complicated than that. I don't want to get it back into it. Says with whether misa is like a comma, misa is not like a comma. But let's just go on. Mesav lo yisnak rishus about. If the father dies, then the rights do not automatically empty to the husband. Mesav bow. If the husband dies, nisrok the rishus lab, the rights do automatically empty to the father. So you see here in the Mishnah, in and of itself, the superior right which the father has to the husband. In this manner, the power of the father is superior to the father's power of the husband, in that it spills back from the husband to the father, but not from the father to the husband. The in one other manner, the power of the husband is superior to the power of the father. Husband could do afara in the girl after she's 12 and a half, as long as he's married to her. A father could not do afara by a girl who's over 12 and a half. They want to say, we're talking in our Mishnah when the father did not nullify yet his portion, umes, and then he died, the Lord is not going to choose about. Then it doesn't flow to the husband. But maybe the inference here is that maybe if the father did nullify his portion and then he died, then perhaps we do say that due authority flows then to the husband. Maybe we can say that, right? So it says, Ishmini Minado. Let's learn out from here. There's the next Mishnah. The truth is that this Mishnah should be brought in its entirety here, because the Raya is from the Sefer, the Yerushalmi only brings the Reisha. So let's look at the Mishnah itself. Alam Gimel Amud Aleph, Halacha Dalet. Derech Tamei Chachamim Achlo Hisabita Yoytza Me'etzlo. The manner of the Tamei Chachamim would, before their daughter would leave their domain, Omer Lo, he would say to her, Kol Nedarim Shenudar Pesach Beisi, anything you took in my house, Harei Mufarim, they're nullified. Which, of course, is a good idea, because that blanket nullification cancels all the Nedarim until that point. The Chenabal, so to the husband, Achelo Tikonis Rishuso, before she enters his soul domain. Now, he's already betrothed to her, but not married to her. So before that, he says, Omer Lo, he says, Kol Nedarim Shenudar Pesach Beisi, anything you took in my house, Harei Mufarim, any of them took before you enter my domain, they are nullified. Why should she declare to Shlusa once she becomes a Nesua to him, and a Yachala affair? He cannot retroactively be Mefer. It's a fascinating thing. The husband can be Mefer with the father, yeah, in partnership while she's in Arusa. The moment she becomes a Nesua, the husband gets sole authority, but he loses his authority in any neder which preceded the Nesua. Just like the father loses authority after she becomes a Nesua, so too he loses authority even over the authority which he had as a partner the last few months.
Well, there was a window of opportunity with those clothes.
Right, but despite the fact that now he became sole proprietor of her Nedarim.
That's only from
Karma. Right, exactly. Okay, that's what I'm saying. That's exactly what Mishnah says. So getting back to our Gemara, okay? In our Gemara, 5 lines at the bottom of Lameda Beis, Hadamar teaches us, Afilu, even, take out the low, the Pneumosha takes that low, Afilu Hefer of Chelko Umesa of, even if the father nullified his portion and then he died, Loni Stoker Shusabao, The Baal does not get the authority, does not get the dominion. Why not? That we say from the Mishnah. Because there we see that, in essence, when she becomes a Nesua, even if her father is happily living, that should be called Nisrokna, right? She should be able, let the father nullify, and then let it all flow to the husband, who's now Nosui to the girl, and let him be able to nullify. It doesn't work. He's got to nullify prior to becoming Nosui to her. So here we see that you don't send Yisrokna, it doesn't flow, even if the husband, to the husband under any circumstance. Because otherwise, the next Mishnah, again, we should have a qualifier which says that if the father nullified prior to the Nisuin, then it should flow to him upon the Nisuin. It's an interesting proof, right? Because we're saying the Nisuin should be tantamount to the death of the father, because in one case, he's being removed physically, the other is being removed halachically, and if that case is for Nizvu halachically, there's no way for the authority which he has to flow to the husband, so too, when he dies, there's no way for the authority which he has to flow to the husband, even if he was mefer, because there's no such qualification next Mishnah. Okay? Interesting proof. Now, what about the other way? Mesa ba'al misrokna u'shuslab. If the husband dies, it flows to the father. I'm a boy, maybe they want to say, shefer ba'al chelko, that's only if the husband nullified his own portion. Avaloi fer ba'al chelko u'meis. But what if the husband did not nullify his portion, and he died? Perhaps he'd say in that case that the doesn't flow to the father. Maybe in order for it to flow, then there has to be hafara by the husband before he dies. So it says, Mishmini Meadon, let's prove from here. Not of Yerusha, interesting case. This case also brought down a Mishnah later on. Not of Yerusha, she took a nether and she was betrothed. Nisgarsha bo bayom, she was divorced on that day. Nisarsha bo bayom, this is a kakamemi case. She got engaged that day again. More kakamemi. Afilu lemeo, she got betrothed. She needs a good psychologist. She got betrothed to and divorced, betrothed and divorced, betrothed and divorced 100 times. Afilu balo acharon mefirin es nidra. Her father and the last husband nullified the nether she took 100 husbands ago. Could that possibly work? Obviously, there was no hafara on the part of the first husband. The first husband hates her guts. He divorced her, right? First 99 husbands hate her guts. They all divorced her in turn, right? So how does the 100th husband have the right to be mefer? It must be, in each case, we say nisreikna. Nisreikna, nisreikna, nisreikna. It flowed to whom? To the father. It flowed to the father even without hafara on the father's part. That's obviously the case. Because in this case, we don't assume the gerush is like hafara. Now, this is an important point to make. In the previous Gemara, which we saw last week, there was a discussion whether misa is like hakama or misa is like hafara, what the status of misa is. Right? And when somebody dies and it was not matir, his part of the nether, his part of the nether, is that like hafara or is that like hakama? Or is it neither? But Gerushin clearly is held to be like Shasika, like silence, right? It's certainly not like Afara, and obviously it's not like Akama. Because if it was the Akama, then no subsequent husband would be able to be Maker, that which a previous husband would be Maker. And if it was Afara, then he wouldn't need a subsequent husband, right? So it must be that it's like neither. It's like, it's neither Akama nor Afara, just plain Shasika. And it's, the way it works is that it zigzags. After each divorce, it's Nisrokna to the father, and then it goes back when the new Orus comes on the scene to the new fiancé. Okay, that's how the Yerusha is learning. Okay? Adam Rastisha says, Afil loyfer ba'al chelko v'meis. Even if the husband not nullified his portion and died, same thing here, like divorce, right? Umeis ba'al Nisrokna shusav. It goes to the father. Okay? So the Yerushalmi is learning at this point that Misa Sabal is obviously not like Afora, not like Akoma. It should like Shasika, and it flows to the father. Again, as I told you, the Babli argues, the Babli actually says that the Bavli holds that if the husband dies without being made for his portion, then you can't flow to the father, right? You can only flow to the father if the husband was made for before he died. That's the Bavli argues in the Shami. Now in the line of top dapa lamin alpha on the base, lamin base on base. Rabbi Nosson says, Rabbi Nosson says, Rabbi Shan v'divya chom ein tzorach lo'afer b'shaloh hekim. The father does not have to be made for the portion of the Baal as long as the Baal was not making, right? So the Bavli has, instead of ein tzorach, ein yochol lo'afer. If the Baal was not made for before his death, so the husband, then the Baal cannot be made for subsequently. So that's a diametrically, our Yerushalmi is consistent with the previous Yerushalmi, that the father has the right to be made for even if the Baal was not made for, because Nisrokna is automatic. Whereas the Bavli holds, it's only Nisrokna if the Baal was made for Chelko and then dropped dead. Okay? If the Baal survived, Baal was not made for Chelko before he died, then we don't say Nisrokna. Okay?
It seems more logical than that. Was the girl still living in the father's house?
Well, I don't know how the Bavli. I didn't get a chance tonight preparing. I didn't get a chance to look at the Bavli. I don't know what the Bavli does with this Mishnah. You're right. This Mishnah seems, the Mishnah which the Yerushalmi just cited about the 100 times seems to be more logically in line with the Yerushalmi. Unless Yerushalmi learns that Geirushin, but I assume it's that the Bavli learns that Geirushin doesn't work the same way as Misa. There's some quality of it. In other words, Yerushalmi's learning that Geirushin and Misa can be compared to each other. The Bavli probably learns that there's some distinction between the two. Okay? Right, no, and obviously there must be some ramification vis-a-vis Nisrokna, which makes a difference. Okay? Mesov Lonistok Roshustabal. We said if the husband dies, it doesn't flow to the, if the father dies, it doesn't flow to the husband. Rabbi Chagai, Boikum, Rabbi Chagai asked for Rabbi Yosef. Akidum bin Dorim, now the Kormaya changed the gears here. And it says Akidum bin Dorim Shinodra. That makes sense with the Norim that she was no there. Instead of Mishinisar, so after she was betrothed, Achalotisaris, before she was betrothed. Those kept in Yisroka. But Nidorim Shinodra Mishinisar, so. But Nidorim, which came after she got betrothed, Mesa of Loni Srokna Vishus Labao. If the husband dies, if the father dies, it does go to the Baal, why not? I understand that the Dorim taken before Erisim. There was no husband on the scene, so how can be the Srokna to the husband? But in the Dorim taken after Erisim, let them flow to the husband on the death of the father. Amalei said, he said, the Chine Dorim Shenadu Achalot Yisaris from Yisariso. The Dorim, which, even the Dorim, which she took before she got betrothed. After her betrothed to Lokfan Yerula Av, and it should be Vila Baal Ofirla, your question is not valid, because if you think about it, there's no qualitative difference. And that she took before her Erusin, if the husband did not hear, if the father did not hear about it until after Erusin, so now you need the husband to be made for as well. It's clear if the father heard about before Erusin occurred, then it's up to him. He only has one day in which to do it, but it's up to him. If he didn't hear about it after, till after Erusin, so he can't do it on his own. He's got to do it together with the husband. Each one has the, needs the partnership of the other. So the Tamar Mesav Loni Sirokna Shus Babal. So why would you say in that case? So obviously there's already a partnership. So there's no qualitative difference. If there too, if you're going to say that Mesav Lo Nisrokna Rishus Habal, when the father dies, the Dorim taken before everything do not flow to the husband. So to if that's the case, since there is no qualitative difference, the Dorim taken after everything should also flow to the Rishus of the husband. Should also flow and obviously do not flow.
Except that the father had the potential to make it another, even though he didn't do it while she was still, before she was engaged. The husband never had that intention.
Why not?
Because it was she took the letter before she became engaged.
Yeah, but if the father doesn't hear about it until the engagement, so then the husband kicks in.
That's what his
response was. His response was, I can kick in the husband even on the Dorm Degen before Erusin. Right? So since I can kick him in even on the Dorm Degen before Erusin, so therefore, you're trying to draw a distinction, a chiluk. Your chiluk is not mechalik. Yes, it's true. The Dorm Degen after Erusin, the husband is automatically in. The Dorm Degen before Erusin, he's only introduced if the father didn't hear about it until after Erusin. But he says that if we don't say Nisrokna by one, we won't say Nisrokna by the other. Okay, that's what he's saying, because the husband can be introduced as a factor in either case. Okay? Says Gemara, that's his response. You don't like his response, so that's how he responded. Not that Shalom Yisarsa. Why did she take a letter before she be to betrothed? Actually, this is a statement, I think. Not that actually Sarasa, if she took the nether before she got to betrothed, Mesabal, then the husband dies, he stroked the Rishus lav. Then the Rishus goes to the father. That's Poshut, right? Well, it's not Poshut, but it makes sense. She took the nether before Erusin, right? Her father didn't hear until after Erusin. So, of course, that kicks the husband in. But once the husband dies, we say Nisrokna reverts to the pre-Erusin condition. Now here the Karbonei throws in Nodra Mishin Isarsa. This is more of a Kiddush. If she took the netter after Erusin, Meisabal, and then the husband dies, Lo Nisrokna Rishus La'av. In that case, do we say that the Rishus does not go to the father? But maybe it's only, again, this is actually building on the previous part. The previous part said, okay, there's no chiluk between whether the neder is taken before Erusin or after Erusin, as long as the shmiah did not take place left Erusin. Let's turn that back on you. You want to say, like, would you want to say such a dichotomy that if she took the neder before Erusin and then was misaresis, and then her husband died, so then we say Nisrokna, but if not, I don't know if it's turning back, but it's a legitimate independent query. What about if she took the letter after Erusin and then the husband died? Would in that case not say Nisrokna because the letter was taken after Erusin? So he says, again, no, there's no qualitative distinction. Amar Leis said, V'chin neder sh'nodor shel Nisarsa. The letter she took before Erusin, Nisarsa. Lo kva niru lo abla baula affair. There too, again, the husband can be artificially introduced to the situation, right? La'afidla, the tamar meisabam nisrokna b'rishuslav. So in that case, what we say if the husband dies, we say nisrokna. Adamra, so that would mean also, I feel neder shenodra mishinisarsa, in neder shetuk after erusin meisabam, the husband dies, nisrokna b'rishuslav. Bottom line is, we say that there's no distinction between them. Even though there's a chiluk, it's not a chalik. Since the nedarim are nedarim which are shayach to the father, even if we introduce a husband, regardless of when the husband is introduced, whether at the time of the neder or subsequently, we always say nisrokna to the father. That's the thing. And again, according to Yushami, regardless of whether the baal was mefer before he died, it was not mefer before he died. Okay? Getting back to another point in the Mishnah. Shabbat made for a beggar, the husband can be made for a beggar, but Masnisin, the Rabbi Lezer. The Amish like Rabbi Lezer, time Shem Lezer, Imayos, the Yeli Ish, if she'll be to a husband, this is earlier we had the parak, we had this, Bogeros, Arusa, Kosum, Medabra. The Chiddush is, of course, if she's the Su, her husband can be made for her, but even if she's only in Arusa, as a Bogeros, her husband can be mefer, her betrothed fiancé can be mefer for already. In other words, don't think you have to wait for the suing. Then that Erusin only works for a Nara where there's a partnership. No, once she's Bogeris, her fiancé solo can be mefer for all the time.
Right,
if I lose control. And then the control of the husband spreads on it.
Even though she's still living in her father's
house.
That's
right. That's right. So Kiddush, right, but that's a Kiddush for
me. She reaches the age of the general.
That's correct. I don't know.
I didn't look it up.
Well, look, but it sounds like, look, obviously, Rabbi Lezer holds a way, not everybody holds a way. Rabbanon on that, I don't know what I don't remember what the Bible has argues, but certainly on Daf Lamed Alpha and Beis at the beginning of the Perek, that was Machlokes Shmuel Rabbanon and Rabbi Lezer, whether Bogeres Arusa, her husband, can be made for Laura or not.
The age of majority, child turns 18, they can live in the house, but they can do anything they want to.
I don't know. I actually don't know if we passed them the prayer blessing. Could we pass them the Rabbanon? I didn't look up Sakhalov.
Somebody told me that that's not
the case?
No.
I don't know. We passed it. Okay. I don't know. Yeah. That's right. Okay. Aloha Gimel. Nadra via Russo. If she took an Ed and she was not Russo. She was not Russo ready. He's got you, but we just had this on top of the Yom, and then she's divorcing that day, and he says, but we only got to give you a betrothed again. I feel him even 100 times. I feel by Lachon, her father, and her last husband, if you do that, they can nullify her vows. Zeh kosher, our principle, kosher lo yotzo, l'rishus atzma, shah achas. As long as we can say, keep saying again, according to Yushama's spirit, you strike them back and forth, right? Flows the husband back to a new bullish husband, to the father, back to a new husband, back to the father, and so on and so forth. As long as she was never home free at any time, of you, Bala Akron, her father, and the last husband in this series, whoever that is, they nullify her vows. Rabbi Rabbi said, oh, says, oh, Yosiah, he darshens the pasuk to teach us this principle. I feel me'avayis, even them 100 marriages. Oh, Yosiah, you know, like, is a reboot. Mavil ba'achum mevin zera. Rabbi Yosef said, "Masis armakei." Rabbi Yosef says, "Shaviyo ba'achum mevin zera." That which you dash, Rabbi Hila, it's really the pshat in our Mishnah, which is partial. Okay, with the first part in the halach that we read already. That the mechamach lo yisav ba'bita yaitem etzlo. Omer lo yisav to call the dorim shenayim tog beisir and foran nullify all of them. Chena ba'ach shul tikon shushu before she becomes a nesua. Armelai says to her, call the dorm, she read out that Shloti got to your chushusi. Oh, dorm, it took me before you entered my domain. Areel mufarna mufar, Mishitikonsi Lushu, because when she enters domain, any Yochel offer her no longer works. Bogeres, if she's a Bogeres, she's over 12 and a half. Mishishos Yud Beis Chodesh, or she's ready after 12 months after Erusin. Right? So we know 12 months, he has to marry her. If he doesn't marry her, he already has to feed her. That's critical component here. Vamana Shloshim Yom, and Amana. Bulgaris, Amana Shloshim Yom, Amana after. A Basula gets 12 months. Between after Erusin, before she gets married, Amon only gets 30 days. So Psula needs more preparations for the Chasna, right? So therefore, since that's the case, Psula after 12 months, Amon after 30 days. Says, since the husband at this point, it'll be her fiance, after she comes to Vokeris, or after 12 months, or after 30 days by Amon, whichever comes first. Since he's kind of saying, you offer it to me, Mefer. Chomerim ain't about Mefer, she goes to Shul. Solo. Chomerim ain't about Mefer, she goes to Shul. It only is Mefer once she is a Nesua. Again, solo. Only once she's a Nesua. It's an amazing thing. But Mizpah Savar, Rabbi Lezer, Mizonah, Sadavar Toli. Rabbi Lezer holds his contingent on feet, on his requirement to feed her. Why is that? So it's really a lumbus. The truth is, Rabbi Lezer looks at a husband not as a husband, but as a food bag, right? So therefore, any nether she takes, nowadays, by some of us, it's the opposite. But nowadays, so the husband takes the nether of Bas Ishto, right? But this is the lumbus, that he takes... He takes the nether, aldas ish, aldas, she takes the nether, aldas whoever's feeding her. So therefore, until now, the father was feeding her, so the father was part of the nether. But after 12 months, after by Psula, after she comes to Bogeres, after 30 days, now the food comes from him, he has the authority. Kiddushisham nas lazun. So if that's the case, says the Gemara, let's say that if a guy was Makadish's wife, on the condition that he's going to feed her immediately after Erusin, Habal Mefilo, Habal known by his vows. And vice versa, Nosa Yishra Menashelo Lozun, if he does Nisuin with the woman with the condition that he's not going to feed her, Ha'av Mefilo, then the father should be made for her, Divrei Chachamim, right? I'm sorry. Sir, the father should be maker. Period. Okay, that's it. There should be a period over there because that's the logic. That it's logic of Yehuda's that it's contingent on feeding. Divrei Chachamim. What's the logic of Chachamim? Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel Yochanan said, "Lo lamein about maker shekon sushu." So Chachamim hold it's not because it has nothing to do with feeding, but it has to do with rishus, and rishus is determined not by feeding but by Nisuin. So even if Chaim is on Hosea, he still doesn't have the right to do the Torah. I don't know if they hold it's a logical machlekes, what her das is, or that Rabbi Lazar holds it follows logic of das. Rabbi Baron holds it follows the, you know, kalachic state of Nisuin as opposed to Erusin. I'm not sure exactly what the crux of the machlekes is. Shemeres Yavam. A woman who's waiting for Yavam, Bailey Yavam, Echo Bailey, Shnei Yavam, in regards to whether it's one or two, Reb Lez Mary O'Fair, Reb Lez says, he can be maker. The question is, who's the he? Right, there are two Yavam in here. Reb Yeshua Mer, Echor, only there's one Yavam. Reb Lez Shnei, but not two. Reb Kiv Mer, Lo Lechav Lez Shnei. Not one, nor two. Now, it all has to do with Maimer and Zika, right? That's really what our mission is all about, right? So actually, Rabbi Lezer holds, according to the Bavli, the Pnei Moshe brings down, though it's not clear that the Yusham necessarily agrees, but the Yusham, the way the Bavli learns, that Rabbi Lezer, when Rabbi Lezer says, you offered, so everyone already was Mimer. And since already was Mimer, that's already enough of a kinyan that whichever the Yavamin did Mimer, he can be made from the Dorn. Now again, it could be that Mimer only works through Abana, but Rabbi Lezer Lishitasa, Rabbi Lezer holds, it's out. It goes by, just like in the previous mission, he said it goes by al-das, that she always says to him, al-das, whoever feeds her, could be she does net al-das, the guy did mimer, and that's enough that he could be the maker, right? So that could be true, okay? Al-dai to the Rebbe Lezer, now says the Gemara, al-dai to the Rebbe Lezer, mefer law v'hein. It's not clear what exactly the proper gears there should be. I was thinking Mefer Lo V'Hein means both of them have to be Mefer, not like the Bavli. But the Yerushalmi says, the Yerushalmi, according to Pnei Moshe and Kormei, does not say that. He says that according to the actually Pnei Moshe might learn that way. All right, look at him again. Yeah, maybe he does learn that way. I'm not sure exactly. Maybe he does learn that way. I'll thank Rabbi Lezer, Mefer Lo V'Hein. Both of them are Mefer. The Ma'arav Yavo B'Shem Yochanan, Afil Kedushay Dmeh Tov Simbo. No, it's a question, according to Pnei Moshe. It's like this. I'll thank Rabbi Lezer, Mefer Lo V'Hein. V'Hein is a question. Which one? The Ma'arav Yavo B'Shem Yochanan, Afil Kedushay Dmeh Tov Simbo. And so that which I have also said in Rabbi Yochanan, a different case of Kiddush, you know, when one guy is Mekayesh after 30 days, the next guy comes to Mekayesh after 29 days, the next guy is coming to Mekayesh after 27 days, you know, Mekayesh L'Acher Shlosh, Mekayesh L'Acher Simitation, Mekayesh L'Acher Simitation, where we say even 100 people can be Mekayesh that way, me Mefer, or which one of these 100 is Mefer? And the Gemara doesn't answer. The Gemara is not going to answer any of the questions asked over here. V'adim Rabbi Yagoshir, Rabbi Yochanan. Also, that which Rabbi Yaakov said, name Rabbi Yochanan, if you buy an Amo Ivriya, the Yad of Nokota, you could do Yud and designate your Amo Ivriya to your minor child. It's the only case, according to him, I don't remember this from the Bavli at all, but maybe it isn't the Bavli. He said the only case where you can make a, it's from Kiddushin, so maybe that's why I haven't done it in a while. The only case you can be Makayish a woman is if the father bought the girl as an Amma, and now this, he's miyad her, he designates her for his young son. And it works. That's valid midoraisa. Shilas, can it be made for a nadarim? Is that enough for it to be made for a nadarim? Even though he has no das, right? That's a loophole in the law. It's the one case in which it works because of the nature of Amribriya. So, Vaidam Rabbi Yochum Shem Yochum, I don't remember it's in the Bible such a case. Vaidam Rabbi Yochum Shem Yochum, Miyad, there's no cut to me, Mephilah. Who does that for him? If the father was Miyad or the son was now the husband. Vaidam Rabbi, that would say Rabbi Yochum Shem Rabbi Yochum, Rabbi Yilu Shem Lezer, Afilu Oshem Toli Ein Law. This is talking about where a Cheresh marries. And that, of course, is a Kedushin Rabbana, right? So again, this would be contingent whether we hold that it's al das the cheresh, and then he could be made for, or do we say that we need a technical safe kedushin? Of course, it doesn't apply. Me made for, or can the cheresh be made for or not? None of these questions are resolved. Okay, we'll stop here for this evening. We are on to continue with last night's tape. We are on halacha vav on page lamed aleph. Most of tonight's Gemara is parallel to the Bavli. A lot of it is parallel to Bavli. I'm Rabbi Lozer. This is the logic we could base it on for the last Mishnah. Last Mishnah discussed the Shemeres Yavam, whether Yom could be Matronet. And we said basically after Maimer he can. That's according to Rabbi Lozer. Rabbi Kiva argued. Rabbi Lozer presents his logic. He says, "My isha shukano hulat smo. If a woman who he acquired himself, meaning a regular wife, harei mefer nedarim, he could be made for nedarim after this week. Isha shukano lo min hashamayim. Here, where Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave him this wife by making a vama, ain't the inch of nedarim is not kavachom, and he could be made for nedarim. On the Rabbi Kiva said, "Loi mamay to isha shukano hulat smo." No, it's not comparable. If you by one who acquired himself, Shein Lachem Barashus, others do not have authority over that woman. So therefore, it's only his, and that's why he has permission to be made for an adult. Tovar B'ishu Shekhanu Mishra, as opposed to this woman who was granted him by a Kosh Baruch Hu, Shein Lachem Barashus, other people have dominion over her. In that, we're talking about a case where there were two Yachmen. Right, so therefore, even though one is the mimer, it's still not complete. Ain't over till it's over completely, and therefore, he can't be made for her nedarim. Okay, so Rabbi Yeshua said to Rabbi Akiva, Rechvish deyavin, you're right about a case where two yavin. So there are cherem have reshus. She's not solely the province of the one who is going to be do mimer. However, what is in the case when there's only one Yavam? There's only one Yavam, so then there's no vying for authority. Because the one who has the sole Yavam should have the right to be made for an Adonim. And that should kick in even after Mimer. Amalosi said, any Yavam a Gmurali Isha, Kishem Sharusa Gmurali Isha. A Yavam, even after Mimer, is not completely married in the same way that Arusa is. And the Korban Eiv Moshe made clear what's the difference, that even after Maimer, Yavama is not considered, at least Midoraisa, to be a Chiv Misa, right? And so is not with Yavama, after Maimer, that person is still not liable to the death penalty until his actual Bia. Whereas in the case of the... in the case of Arusa, of course, there's a death penalty incurred the moment she becomes an Arusa. So therefore, there's more affinity between Arus and Arusa, that he can be made for Nedarim, than between at least in partnership with the father, than between a Yavam who did Mimer and his Yavimto.
Another possibility that all four of is if there is
Zika. Yeah, in fact, the Bible speaks at some length about Zika, Brera, and you know, those issues here, your favorite issues, the Babli here and the Dharm combines together. There's Machlokas here by Yesh Zikar, Ein Zikar, Yesh Bar, Ein Bar, don't discuss that at length. The Yerushalmi doesn't discuss that, but Babli does. Amar Lez said, Umayim Yisra Shaloh Yali Yibav Rishus. Now this is just an expansion of the Mishnah. Amar Lez said, Umayim Yisra Shaloh Yali Yibav Rishus, a woman who had no domain over her. Before she entered my dominion, that woman, once she enters my dominion, is completely mine, meaning a woman who is not a woman who is a regular wife before she became a ruler, so she was nothing. Now that she entered my dominion, she's completely mine. Isha Shahili Bishusi Bama, where I had dominion over her, before she entered my domain. Once she entered my domain, she be completely mine vis-a-vis the Lachem Nedarim. Now, it's there are two ways we've had to explain the sugya here. In Rabbi Lezer and in Rabbi Lezer and Lam Gimel and Alf. One way was to say that we're looking to the technicality, to the technical details of when she becomes in the Rishus or not in the Rishus. The other way is to say it has to do with her Das, right? Whether she's Noid Al Das, this fellow, or not Noid Al Das, this fellow. So, obviously, and we say it has to do with being Noid Al Das, the fellow, even if the fellow has not yet technically taken her into his domain, since, for example, as we said, Lam Gimbal, she's feeding, she's getting fed by him already, so that's enough for her Nedarim to be contingent on his say-so, okay, because like Nedar all tonight. So here it sounds like Rabbi Lezer is shying away a bit from this bar. The Rabbi Lezer is using a difference by saying that the Rishus of Maimer should be sufficient Rishus in order for him to be able to be made for her Nedar. Why is that? Because Maimer is working on a woman who already had some shaykhus there. And so adding on to that shaykhus, that should be considered to be sufficient shaykhus to be made for Nedarim because of the affinity, the intimacy between the two of them. That's what seems to be saying over here. We'll see if the Gemara changes that in a few lines. I think it does. We'll see. No, it's not comparable. If you said by a woman who's a regular Rusa, you did not have any domain over before she came into your domain, but if she enters your domain, she's completely yours. Why is that? Why is she completely yours? She says, you prior to having married had no portion in her. So to us do not have in her imcha with you chelek, a portion. So therefore, the reason why once she's in Arusa, she's yours vis-a-vis Heter Nedarim, is because nobody else ever had a portion in her, and you now took over whatever portion there is. I mean, there are no other potential husbands, right? At least not ones which had an affinity to her prior to getting married to you. However, over here, in our case over here, right, Tamar Bisha is supposed to woman Shilchabarashus Achalonikhtazarshuscha, with this woman where, in fact, you did have some Zika prior to having entered your domain as Maimer. You want to get that, and once Maimer is done, she's completely yours as being the Dorian? No, that won't work over here. So to others had a portion with you in her, right? Because obviously that we're talking about in no case and there was a second yom, so you both had a portion in her. Right, but even Maimer, so if you say Maimer, doesn't completely shy away from that.
No, but it negates the other potential.
So that might not be sufficient. That's Rabbi Akiva's contending. It's not a sufficient negation of the other Yavam. And the proof of that pudding is that if the other, as we learn ourselves, the other Yavam comes and has relations, So it makes the Maimer apostle, right? Because you're not really only the wife of the second guy yet, right? So Amar Rabbi Shimon said, that's true, Akivat V'echem Shnei Yavim. That you can say by 2 year Yavim. Mata Meshul Yavim Mechub. What about a case where he's the solo Yavim? There is no other man, right? Amar Lei, so he said, Kishem Shluchi Lak the Lord of Mishares Yavim Mechub Shnei Yavim. Just like you didn't divide for us between Shemeres Yavim to one, to one, to Shemeres Yavim to two, Bencher also by Maimer, Bencher Loas or Maimer. Whether there's a, whether he did Maimer or not. Basically, what the one is trying to say, it seems to me, is that the Halal, what, actually, it's not seems to me, it seems to think Moshe, qualitatively, there's no difference whether it's 1 year of them, 2 year of them, whether Maimer is done or not. In all cases, her death is not going to be she's not going to be put to death if she's Mizana. If somebody's Mizana with her, it's not going to be put to death. So they're saying qualitatively, there's no distinction between these various states, whether it's 1 year of them, 2 year of them, whether it was Maimer yet or no Maimer yet. When my sister says no death penalty, it's not comparable at all to an Arusa. Arusa, the affinity and the bond is so strong that there's a death penalty. You can't compare a woman who's Yavama or even a Baal Smaimer to that case. And therefore, there is insufficient affinity to be able to allow the husband or the Yavama, I should say, to be made for the daughter. Okay, that's what he says here. So it says, Mara, Yavama Midar Mishvuz came. So, that's good. No, I don't think so. Maria, okay. I'm like, Chemslo Chilato Lanu. This is Rabbi Akiva responding to Rabbi Shua, just like he did this relationship between Shomes Yavim Echot, whether it's one, Lishnei Yavim, or two Yavim. They chose my Maimer, Shlos, or Maimer, whether Maimer was done or Maimer wasn't done. Now, the next line, actually, even though there's no Amar Lei, is a new statement. Yavim Medar Mishvuz, okay? Is this true by the Darm and Shavuos that the Maimer doesn't work? So says the Gemara. What's that?
This is who speaking to whom?
Yeah, that's what the show says. Yochum Darim Shavuos, okay? This is probably both in Darim Shavuos that the Baal Maimer cannot be made for in the Darim Shavuos. Amalo Aval, so he said yes, it applies applies to all to Bo. It applies to Darim Shavuos. And the reason why it's a chilu between, why he mentioned Darim Shavuos, if I recall correctly, later on this evening, we're going to see why he mentioned both in Darim and Shavuos, not just in Darim by themselves. So Amalo Aval, he said yes. Amarlo. Now the next line I'm going to translate not like a Karmelita, not like a Pnei Moshe, and rather I'm going to translate this as a statement which Rabbi Akiva made to Rabbi Yoshua. And Amarlo, just like I hold that Baal Maimer cannot do anything according to the conventional pshat, he can't be made for Nedorim or Shavuos. Ilo Yisro be mayor of Elazar ben Arach. Even if I was in the Ilo Yisro, if you were, and if I were as well, says Akiva, in days of Elazar ben Arach, now Elazar ben Arach is the one who holds the Masechta Yevamos that Maimer is Kohen Kinyan and Gomer. Rabbi Akiva's Chiddush is that even though Maimer is Kohen Kinyan and Gomer, Kohen of Elazar ben Arach, that is not vis-a-vis the Dorim. Vis-a-vis the Dorim, the new husband can only be made for neder after bila. That's what Rabbi Akiva wants to be mechadish. He says, "Yilo Yisro be mayor Elazar ben Arach." Omar, who says the end is a mistake, who holds Maimer Kohen Kinyan and Gomer, the Maimer works completely. Moi the Shainu made for Lachi Kohenes Lushusa. It's an amazing concept. Even though Kohen Elazar ben Arach, she is now technically after Maimer, the same thing like an Arusa, like a regular engaged betrothed girl, and therefore her death penalty would now be, well, she was assumed before death penalty now be chenek, right? She would be put to death if she's Masonic. Nevertheless, visiting the Dorim, it ain't over until she actually consummates the Yibum with Bia. And I think there's a logic to that. I think that the bottom line is that well, actually, I should be in the interest of truth and advertising. I should say that Pneimosha says that even after Maimer Kornablos Ben Arach, there is no death penalty. But I don't know if he's correct about that, because I think Kornablos Ben Arach, even after Maimer, since it's Kornablos Ben Arach, there is a death penalty if she's Masonic.
It's Midrabanan. How could the Rabbanan institute
a death penalty? Yeah, but Lezmer Ach holds it's Midrashah. He holds it's the Raisa. But the bottom line is that vis-a-vis Nadarim, the Arus normally can only be made for with the father, right? The Shukus with the father. And here I would say that the Arus, even after you Mimer, is not considered to be a full Arus like in one normally is. And therefore her Nadarim are not taken, according to Rabbi Akiva, and the Dorim are not taken by him, taken up by his ownership until actually such time as...
Because he's not supporting
her. Right. But even if he...
According to Lezer Brother Ross, he's still not supporting
her. Right, he's not supporting her. But even if he was supporting her, until Beel, I would say that until by Yibum, since the purpose of Yibum is Lohakim Shem Lohakim, until Beel takes place, it's not a full bond. The one doesn't say my svar, it could be your svar, it could be my svar. But one point I wanted to make from the Bavli is that the Bavli says, and Yerushalmi doesn't bring this down, but the Bavli says that according to Yeshua, after Mimer, the reason why one of the reasons why after Mimer the guy can be made for Nadar according to Yeshua is because after Mimer, he already is liable to pay him his onus. So that way, the Bible is going to learn that the contingency of Mimer is linked to the idea of her taking a neder al daito, even if it's not a full kinyan d'oraisa, because the Mimer already affects cements a relationship which would lead her to take a neder al dasi's new husband. That's how the Bavli works. Yerushalmi doesn't make that clear. Yerushalmi fudges on that. It doesn't make clear whether it's a technical thing looking at the Rishus, the dominion she's under, or looking at her das. Okay, so I don't know how Yerushalmi and Shabbos waffles and is ambiguous on it. But it could be the Yerushalmi and the Bavli do hold the same thing, that it's contingent on her das as opposed to technical Rishus. I really don't know. It's up in the air. Okay? I love Azai. Harmonization, somebody says to his wife, any net you take me cannot show up complaining from now until I come back from so and so location. I mean, they are sustained. But be forewarned. Any debt you take, I am automatically sustaining. Sustaining law my clue. It's not valid. You can't sustain a nether before it's taken place. If however you said let them be null and void, you notified her that it should be null and void. Bless them move far, bless says you can be made for pro prospectively. Chomrim ain't a mufa, you can only be made for retroactively. Retroactively is not the right word. Retroactive? Okay, so that's the opposite of perspective? Retroactive? Prospectively, it means for the future. What's the opposite of perspective? Retrospectively, that's what I meant. All right. Not retroactively, retrospectively, that's what I meant. Okay, so you can be made for prospectively. You can only be making retrospectively. You can't be made for prospectively as well. You can't nullify the nether prospectively until it's taken. On Rabbi Lezer really said, let me explain to you my logic. If you can be made for an Ananda which already was taka, became an Isser, right? Retrospectively. So then, you can be made for an Ananda which has not yet taken effect, right? Prospectively. If you do it once it already took place, it's more severe, so it says before it takes place. Amalah, they said to him, no, Yishoi, Kimenu, Yishoi, Ferenu. Her husband sustains them, and her husband nullifies them. And Shabbat, Kalak, and those that are susceptible to being sustained, which means they're already taken, Baal, Kalahefer, are susceptible to being nullified. Lobal Kalahekim never came to be sustained. Lobal Kalahefer, it never has the potential to be nullified as well. And Shiva did a lesson, and he gave another argument against Rabbi Lehi. He said, look, you want to say how far it works prospectively? Can you go to the mikveh before you come tell me because you're going to become tell me? Right? Let a mikveh dispute this. Shemal is the tomato muslim. Once you tell me you can go to the mikveh, and it works retrospectively. Then you might this term, it doesn't, so it's not prospective safeguarding as you come and tell me. It's no such thing. Because Rabbi Lehi have done a dinach, so Rabbi Lehi came once to learn out this. He said, "My b'makom she'enu mefer, a place where he cannot do afara, which are nidre atzom mishenoda. You can't be mefer your own nedarim once you took an eder. You have to go to a chacham to be matzah. You can't be mefer your own nedarim. Harehu mefer, but he can be mefer still, and it should be nidre isto." Misha Tidor, instead of Nidre Atmar Chaloidor, should be Nidre Ishna Misha Tidor. He cannot be made for his own the Dorim after he took them. But he can be made for his wife's the Dorim after he took them, right? Okay? Let me read that again the way the Shari Torah says it goes. It's changing. My mother, starting from the first line. My makom she'enu mefer, a place where it can't be mefer, nidre atzmo mishenoda is only the dorim wants to do neder. Harehu mefer, he can be mefer, nidre ishto mishatidor, can be mefer his wife's nedarim after she took them. Makom shu mefer, a place where he can be mefer, which are nidre atzmo chulo hidor. You give me most of those. It's really what kol nidre is. What is kol nidre every year? What do I say in kol nidre? It's perspective, right? So how can be if I could? It's a kavah chomer. If I can't be made for my own adornment retrospectively. I have to go to chacham. But I can be made for my wife's adornment retrospectively, right? I can nullify them. So certainly, since I can be made for my own neder prospectively, right, by standing at Yom Kippur and saying, I don't want all my nedarim of the next year to be valid, I should certainly be able to be my wife's nedarim prospectively. And say, all of your nedarim from the next year should be null and void. Right? Makes sense? That's a little smart. Then let me read inside from the beginning. My Mamakum Shayna Mayfair, where you can't be Mayfair. Nidre atzmo mishenoda, you own the dorm after you took them. Harehu mefer, you can be mefer. Nidre ishto mishatidor, the nedarim of his wife, retrospectively. Makom shu mefer, the place where he can be mefer, which are nidre atzmo atshelo yidor. Again, changing the listen to more. We make your own nedarim prospectively before you take the nedar. Ain't no dainty affair. He shows baby to be mefer. Nidre ishto atshelo tidor, his wife's adorn before she takes the nether. So that's everyone's argument. This should be perspective out for him. So the Gemara says, again, Rishai Torah changes that low, which is to Amalei Rabbi Akiva. If you said no. Malam was retorting. He retorted, said, Malam mefer nidre atzmo atshelo tidor. You know why a person can be mefer his own adorn before he takes the nether? Why he can tell people he doesn't want to be an editor? She can't even go out to the Lahake Mukha because at that point he already has in his hand the capacity to sustain his own nether. Right? I can sustain my nether and therefore I can nullify it ahead of time. However, Yafet Nidre Ishto, you don't have to be members in the wife's Nidorim, Achelo Tidor, before she takes the Nidorim, because of work. He cannot be making his wife's adornment at this point. It's too early, right? So therefore, since it links the two, her husband sustains the adornment, her husband is made for an adornment, and those which he can sustain, he can nullify. And those he cannot sustain, ain over low bones, the upper cannot nullify. So as long as the Dwayne can nullify, he can sustain any time. And therefore, he can nullify them any time even prospectively. But his wife's Dwayne can only sustain after they've been taken. And then he therefore can only nullify them also retrospectively. What? Yeah. Okay? He's even before they're taken. But his wife's only after taken. Okay, look at this. Haven the Dorm call you. You can be made for the Dorm the entire day. Yes, but Dorm, look at me and what, there's a Kula and a Chumra in this. Ketzad. Now, it's not necessarily a Kula and a Chumra, but I'm just saying that it doesn't go by 24 hours on the clock. It goes by the 24-hour days period. So sometimes it's longer, sometimes it's shorter. It's longer, sometimes shorter. Ketzad, how so? No, Chumra, then you shop and she took another Friday night. Maybe Shabbos, he has almost 24 hours to be made for the nether, right? Friday night, if you have Shabbos, the day of Shabbos, we should take Shach until nightfall. Not in Chashev, what if she took a nether right before nightfall, Motsoi Shabbos? That's a bummer. He has a very short period. Made for a close action. You only go be made for until the sun sets. She in Loifem, Misha Chashev, what if he wasn't made for once the sun sets, ain't no Yachalof, he can't be made for anymore. Tan Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, they both say, "What? I may open the door, may hastily say, arguing on Mishnah, they said that first the door is for 24 hours. My time, you know, what's on, you go to Rabbanon, and our Mishnah say, it's that day, not 24 hours. My time, you know, what's on, you Rabbanon, the Yom Shamot says, on the day you hear the nether, day you hear the nether is only one. You know, I want to ask you a question. Well, somebody put on my email group today a question where the Yerushalmi says, and we had this, I remember this, and they couldn't find my CD-ROM, where the Yerushalmi says that women usually die before men. Do you remember that quote?
No.
No, remember that quote? We had it for sure. The women usually die before men because of childbirth, you know, they have higher mortality rates. That's right, that's why she doesn't have children, because she has higher mortality rate. You don't remember such a thing? Don't remember? I definitely remember it. Yeah. No idea. Okay. This guy's disappointing me. Okay. Alright. So again, slides to Gemara. Kind of Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Lezer Shimon. I mean, they both say from the Dorm Beis, so it's 24 hours. My time, Rabban, what's logical, Rabban? On B'yoyim Shomo, Rabban say it's only that date. You don't get 24 hours. That date. 24. You don't get 24 hours, but it says the day, it hears. My time, the Rabbi Yisrael, what's logical, Rabbi Yisrael, who says 24 hours, because it says miyom miyom from day to day, which means from this time today to this time, not 24 hours. My time, Rabbi Yisrael, the time of the Rabbanim, miyom shemo. What does he do with the words miyom shemo? Which seems to indicate that he only has that day, not 24 hours from the time of the year. There is a case of getting almost 24 hours when she takes a nether that is the beginning of the night before, so it's almost 24 hours. What did Rabbanan do that with Rabbi Yosef? Rabbi Yudah said, "Miyom liyom el yom," from day to day. The part that's talking about Shenado b'tchilas lele Shabbos. It's talking about where she took the nether at the beginning of a Friday night. Same idea. In that case, she has technically miyom liyom. She has from day to day. Okay. Now, it says here, Ved Nishtate. By the way, not everybody puts a period after Lele Shabbos. Some people put the period elsewhere, but that's how I'm going to learn it. Nishtate. The person was silent. He was stricken dumb. The Chazli Burani became, his speech was restored that same day. I'll back to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yudha. You give him time corresponds to days when he was stricken dumb. Because it's got to be 24 hours of the capacity to be made for, which he underwent. Even though the day was punctuated, let's say, by a 6-hour time frame in which he couldn't speak, you still only give till nightfall because that's the parameter till nightfall. No matter how much time that allots you, that's all you get, right? Sublinov, Nishtati, because you were silent and came back to speak. It seems like there's no case, but obviously it's not. So I would like to say that the pshat is that we're talking about a guy who goes in and out of dumbness. Every day he can talk for a couple of hours, right? So how does that work? Right, he gets a couple hours, and let's say it takes him 12 days to get 24 hours, right? So according to... right, that's how I'm touching, like you can show to eat the chol. So thank you, Rabbi Yossi, the Kohen Rabbi Yossi, Mitzatim Lochotau Chos. You gather up, you spend together 24 hours over the next 12 days. I'll thank you, Rabbana Kohen Rabbana, Loyalam Umeifa Ohela Chacho Chosu Diburo. You can take the next, that dot there is misleading, that dot should not be there. Jvilam Umeifa Ohela Chacho Chosu Diburo, Leaf Neshkiya Sacham, Shoachas Oden Yochalafer. In other words, it's a very cool thing going on Rabbanan. Rabbanan hold, you can give him hundreds of hours until someday he actually is capable of speaking for some time before Shkia, and then Shkia comes. Because going on Rabbanan, according to Rabbi Yossi, it's 24 hours. So 24 hours can be clocked over a number of days. According to Rabbanan, it's a Shkia. A sun setting on him, which ends Yom Shavuot. Well, that means the sun has to set upon him when he's lucid. So that he keeps on going on until such time as he's lucid at the Shkia someday. Okay? Says the Gemara, Mufar Lach B'Mincha. If a guy says it should be Mufar for you, your neder should be nullified for you by mincha time. Mufar lo, same thing like mufar forever. Mukar lo mincha, guys, it should be mukar for you mincha time. Sustained for you mincha time. Mukar lo, it's sustained forever. Okay, so in other words, the statement of mincha is superfluous and we don't even take it into account. However, what if he said mufar lo ad ha mincha? Mufar to you until mincha. Doesn't matter, same thing. So you're saying, like saying, it's mover from mincha on. In other words, no matter what, once the letter is punctuated by hafara, that lasts forever. Okay? Time to even look over there. If you're in Nedar, on Shabbos, what can you make a Nedar on Shabbos? The husband or the father. That's a problem. Tani, we learn. It makes no difference if the nether is for the purpose of Shabbos or the nether is not for the purpose of Shabbos. It makes no difference because Hafora, how much time do you get for Hafora? How much time do you get for Hafora? One day, right? 4 hours, one day, same thing. I mean, Machlokas, but the same idea. So you only get the first day. So therefore, you're not going to be made for on Shabbos. You're never going to get a chance to be made for because the clock is ticking, right? So therefore, you're going to be making a Dorm Ben Shabbos, Shabbos and Gratis. A Ben, a Dorm Shay, and so on Shabbos, and a Dorm Shay, and so on, whether it's necessary for the Shabbos or not. The Sholim are to be soiled by a Chacham, the Dorm Shay, and the Tzorech Shabbos. Only a Dorm which are necessary for that Shabbos. A Shalom, the Tzorech Shabbos, lo. But if it's not for the purpose of Shabbos, you can't be soiled on Shabbos. Why? It says Zokin Chul, but should better the billion fine changes it. Shahu Zokin, because since it's a guy who's a Zokin, a Tamil Chacham was being made for Yochalaf and Lamacha. Let him wait till tomorrow. In other words, if it's not necessary for Shabbos, why should you do it on Shabbos? And it's like you have to be made for Matin and Dorma Shabbos, like doing his din. So let him wait for the next day instead of doing it on Shabbos. Okay? El Krabi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. The Krabi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon. So now I ask the Mark Corner, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon. Dorma says, hey, Dorma says you get 24 hours. So let's say she takes me out at 3 o'clock Shabbos afternoon. So when does she have time? 3 o'clock the next day. So Afilu, throws in the word Baal here. Afilu Baal, even the husband, or the father, same thing. The Doim Shein Lutzorach HaShabbos, if there's a Tzorach HaShabbos, the Shaita so throws in four words here. Yafet, it should be made for. So Shalom Tzer Shabbos, lo, you're fair. The Sabbath of Rosh Shabbos, it shouldn't be made fair, right? The Gemara is missing a few words here. Should be in the Dorim Shein Tzer, in the Dorim Shein Tzer Shabbos, you're fair. Shalom Tzer Shabbos, lo, you're fair. It should be Dorim Shein Tzer for Shabbos, lo, you're fair. But you get the idea. Since he asks at 3 o'clock tomorrow, the son has him Shabbos, let him wait, be made. Says, Mar, you're right, you're right. He departed, made with a bad case. Even according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef Shimon, she took the net of Friday night, and that's why by the time Shabbos is over, there won't be any time anymore. So that's why it can be made for on Shabbos, even if it's net, which doesn't have to do with Shabbos itself.
Why don't you say that Shabbos, yes, they just skip over Shabbos?
Because the issue to be done in on Shabbos is the Rabbonim. So Rabbanan didn't take away didn't change the halachos of being matir neder. It's not similar enough to din that they should make the changes there. Okay, again, it's their gzera, so they decided not to extend the gzera to the darim. Says my Avom Shem Yechot says, Habal Shema Inka Neder. Inka Shavua. Her husband said, though her father said, there's no neder Shavua here. Ramar Klum, that's a meaningless statement. Because that's language that she used by a chacham. A chacham undermines the entire neder, right? Because Pesach or Charota works by undermining the neder and says, ain't got neder of Loisa. We actually say that in Hataras Nedarim, where we're Matthew Neder on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Because that's what a chacham does. He undermines the entire neder retroactively. The zaken, but if a zaken says, and a husband does not, and vice versa, zaken shomar mufalach, I'm nullifying the neder, but the loch, I'm canceling the neder. Lo amartum, that's meaningless again because that's not his role. That's what a father or a husband does, and that's from here on in. But a chacham works retroactively, nullifies and does it, undermines the entire neder. So therefore, each one has to say in their own language. Okay? I don't remember this in the Bible or not. I didn't see it this afternoon when I was looking it up. Anyway, I think it is, though. I think it is. That thing can't switch the shunas.
The difference between a Haparas Nedarim and a Hataras Nedarim with regard to this is, for example, the wife is over her neder.
Before the husband is made for her, she requires kapara.
Right.
Right. The catch is that even when she's called as matin neder, still required to still assume it, but not the same degree of kapara. Because when the chacham's matin neder, still when she did avera, she did it l'shem avera. In other words, she had bad thoughts. So it requires kapara, not necessarily directly. Even if that is ultimately retroactively abrogated, but since at the time she did it, she was, you know, sinful. So it requires some degree of kapara. So that's not such great enough to me. Anyway, says Mara, I'm Rabbi Elias, and Rishonim are you Nisholim? The Rishonim asked, the older generations used to ask, Maush Yishol Odomak, Yishol Yishol Odomak, Amosol. Can a person be person who was sustained his wife's nether, go to a chacham, be matir nether on his sustaining, and then go and be made for his wife's nether. Got that? He sustained his wife's nether. Can he go now to a chacham and say, I want to be matir my sustaining? Because sustaining itself is like a nether. So can he undermine his sustention, if you may use that word, of his wife's nether, and then go back and nullify her nether? She's okay? Okay, but the other way around, the Gemara doesn't ask because I don't think the Gemara asks. I don't think the Gemara asks. But if the other way around, doesn't ask. What happens if the husband is made for his wife's neder? Now he wants to go to chacham and be shoyel alav for Russell. He wants to overturn his Hafara, so the original neder should be valid. That's what doesn't ask. Because Hakama sustaining his wife's neder is like a neder itself. And that perhaps you can be the Shoyal Goro Chachma and Shoyal one. But to undermine a neder is not a form of neder, but rather it's like a veto power. And therefore, going to Chachma would not help to undermine that Hafara which you did.
Go back to his wife and say, make another neder.
Yeah, but she won't want on this thing. She'll make him make my neder. Pay for a neder. Don't have to anymore. Anyway, so that's what it says. Alright, I'm going to show you something that says, Mao Shisho, the Mako, let's get a person going to ask to undermine his Akama. Hey, Chavita, what's the case? Neither Isha Bishama Ba'ala, if the woman or maiden had her and her husband heard of the Lord fair law, and it just let 24 hours lapse, Shita She'ena Meifel Oli Nimbao. Now, for some reason, the Gemara switches gears here. I have there's something missing here. When the Gemara reinterprets the case, so it's like a different case altogether. So it says, if a kefar husband went 24 hours, or till the end of the day, wasn't Meifer, he can't be Meifer anymore. But Leinbao, as a husband, Mao Shefel Oli Nimbao, can he be Meifer's nether, can he be Matu the nether? But you have a husband who's a husband, and he's also Tamil Chochum. And he missed the 24 hours or the end of the day in terms of being mafer. Can he then be macho? Marakem, what are we talking about this morning? Imadarb Shabinu Labinu. If it's a Vanadarb between him and her, Nite Atzmohe. It's fascinating. It's really like his in the door. That's the phrase of God's. What does it mean, his in the door? She took the netter. She no longer had marital relations with him. But not their marital relations with him for 2 weeks, let's say. That's complicated matters. So whether it's her netter, it's not his netter. So I think what it says, Nidra Atzmon, it means he's like an Ogea B'dorim, because it's relevant to him. And since Heter Nidorim is like a din, so therefore he can't be Matir Nidorim. That's what it means, because he won't be able to be objective, right? That's the thing Gemara means. So it says the one again, Eim Nidorim Shebeinu Lebeinu, Nidra Atzmon, they're like, Heter Nidorim. Elokeinu Kem, so what's the story about? It's talking about Nidorim Shebeinu Lebeinu Achim, Nidorim between her and others, right? So says Umara. Now here the Kushari Teres Yisrael, the truth is the Kushari Teres Yisrael, the Ben Ari on the bottom and also the Tzion Yerushalayim on the side all say have to change the gears based on the certain Ramban. Should it be V'lomas Nisoni? Is it not a Mishnah? What's the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says in the Goyim Perek Beis Mishnah, Rabbi Huda Omer, it says Aflo Nidre Ishto Shebeino La'acherim. He can't be made for Nidorim between or between his wife and other people. So says Amara Velo Rabbi Yehuda. So we see here that he can't be made for any Nidorim his wife took, and even be matzah them. Because the halacha, as we're going to see later today, Mitzvah Shem, is that one cannot be made for one's wife's Nidorim unless they're Beino Lebeino. Unless they have to do with the relationship. They have to do with the third party. It must be Hatorah, not Aphorah. Yet it says explicitly, Rabbi Yehuda says that there is no Hatorah by a husband on the Dorim between her and somebody else. So we see he's possible to be Matir her in the Dorim altogether. Even the Dorim which he himself cannot be made for. Because they're not being able to be no, he still cannot be Matir. Okay? Is that clear? Says, well, that's Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Flow tying Rabbi Shem Rabbi Yehuda. Back to the Mara, Rabbi Chia tying Rabbi Shem Rabbi Chia said, Chachamim all that way as well. He learned the damishes chachom. Mal lati nedar b'laki, you mati neder at night. If it's like a din, dinim can't be done at night, right? So it's more a mind neder abal. No, if the neder of the husband, your kosevim b'bayoyim, says b'yom, if you took the neder during the day, hareyo mefer b'layla, the neder can be nullified at night. I'm sorry. My neder abal means the neder that the baal is mefer, and it says by neder baal is mefer, your kosevim b'yoyim. It says b'yom shamo. Right, and there he is. Hareh mefer laila, the husband can be mefer night. The drezokin, the neder which drezokin is matir. She ain't kosher by yom. It doesn't say it during the day. But kosher can kav v'chom, and it can be made done at night as well. Matir day kurma, you do it through a translator, meaning through literally an interpreter. Yishmini me'adat, screw from here. Rabbi Barbar Zucha, was the translator, the interpreter, the Rabbi Yochanan, for Rabbi Yochanan, the Chadisa with a certain woman, Lohavis Chachama, who was not accomplished or was not knowledgeable. Nishma Subitia, to speak the Subitian language, which some people say it's the Sursi, but anyway, Rabbi Yochanan couldn't, and her were not on the same wavelength, so it was a translator, or an interpreter. So we see interpreter can help to be Matan Dorim through the interpretation. Tylan, Ein Shalom Dorim, now I don't remember this, that we're mocking on this, but here it says, Ein Shalom El Dorim El Atufim. The people who are Matir Neder, the basin, they have to sit wrapped. Meaning they have to wear Salinos. They have to wear hats. first day. Huh? So, no, Atum is either talus or had servant rights, generally speaking. But nowadays, they come in Portuguese. They also have to sit. The person who's being asked, he sits. The person who is asked has to stand. From here it says, "But understand, the people who have the dispute, they have to stand." Now here's a passing line. The Amud Yerushalayim talks about some length. I only know people who stand El Nidoyin if they're judged. What if somebody comes to ask questions in Halacha Nagadato? You come to ask your Rebbe about Halacha Nagadato. Then you're supposed to stand. The extra vav is a reboy, includes even if I come to ask you shilos. I'm supposed to stand when I'm asking shilos. Not just court case, but even shilos. So Yerushalayim says, why we're not makhvi v'zayin hazeh, because this story about, the old days when people were strong, men were men, the questions were questions, but now the men are not men, and questions are not questions, we're not so makhvi upon this anymore. Okay? Unless we're afraid to fall asleep while we're asking the question. Now the next line is very cryptic. I'm going to translate the lines, the next few lines, like the Ridbaz, even though the other people have other interpretations, but it seems to me that the Ridbaz is the best interpretation. Rabbi Yaakov Rapapa, Sog Mishir Nido de Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Yaakov Rapapa went to be matched the net of Rabbi Ami. Iche Bramida, so Rabbi Ami stood up, literally Iche means he tarried in standing, Kidei Moimar en Kaneda. He only sat down, I guess Rabbi Yam is very old. He only sat down once the person who's being mad at his dorm said, Enka Neder. But then he sat down. Beyond that, even though you start to sit afterwards, you don't have to stand up for the rest of it. Right?
Rabbi Mana saw Mishay Ned Nidra to Gamil de Kunsei.
Rabbi Mana was going to be Matya Ned of the Gamil de Kunsei. Ichabam be the same kind. So a little bit more he was machmir. The Gamil the Kuntzei stood kidei loma enkaneder enkachvua. Now they used to say enkaneder enkachvua. Ramana saw Mishay Nidra Gamil Barbre. Ramana went me matir the neder of Gamil, the grandson of Gamil the Kuntzei. Amos said, "Lo tavli kamo David the Safta. Don't let me sit down like you let my grandfather sit down. El tivloch you sit fun akayim loch and I'll stand." And in fact, in our Seder, we can say, Enkam lo neder, v'lo iser, v'lo shamta, v'lo whatever, v'lo oru, aryeshkan, slicho, mechilo, kapora, right, all that stuff we say, behata, tosh, nadoim. The meaning is that the person who's asking that his neder should be mutter stands the whole time. Okay, like the last thing here. So it's a chumrah, but that's what it says. Rabbi Zira, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yirmiyah Barabbah, Shimon Shmuel said, here's the Makor for our Hataras Nidorim. I don't recall this being in the Babli. Shloshi Shavim, Riftach, Matir, and Kazakim. We have three men who know about a Pesach. Remember, that's why every year I ask what the difference between Pesach and Harota is. Then they can imagine there like Kazakim. Three who know what a Pesach is are the same like Kazakim who does it on his own. What? Okay. Pesach is when there's something in the nether itself inherently which would have caused the nether, to be nullified later on. Chalot is just when you regret it, but you didn't have anything inherent in the nether, any flaw in nether involved.
In fact, the Abu Yerushalayim brings down based on more later on, though I don't see it's kind of oblique in that the government of the time, but he wants to say that when you're matinetta based on Pesach, that's when the Yonim have to sit, because that's a court case. When you're matinetta based on Charota, the Yonim don't have to sit, because that's not really a court case. Because to make sure Pesach is correct, that's a court case. So just a person that is Chamischaret, so what do you have to check out? Okay? Rabbeinu and Rabbanan's according to the concerns that even Malkum Shiesham Zokin, three people know how to make Pesach, and even in Matu where there is a Zokin, they don't have to go to court because Zokin. I'm a kind of calling Rabbi Yose, say Rabbi Yose, hey, wait a minute. Rabuna Roshe Amatos. Now, here the Gersa is messed up. And the Korban, the Pnei Moshe means that the proper Gersa from the Ron
if you take a look at the end of the first line, Pnei Moshe, Amakon Rabbi Yosef, Sin Rabbi Yosef, Ravuna Shari Nitra, Ravuna Solo was Matineda, Ravzir Boy Kumi Rabbi Yasor, Ravzir Asif Rabbi Yasor, Ravuna Rashi Matos. This is Ravuna, the head of a car, the Mate, which what made him a Zalkin, that he can do it by himself. If Ravuna ain't the head of the congregation, Ma'inu Rashi Matos, who else is going to be the head of the congregation? Ravuna Rosh Le Rashi Matos. Ravuna is the best of them all. So if there's a Zalkin to be Mate by himself, it's got to be Ravuna. Okay? Period. Third line. Now this is I think we had this once before in Yerushalmi, but I don't remember where. It's totally not relevant to Nedarim. It's basically a Gemara Sanhedrin story in the Bavli.
If a person can't get the real smicha, because in Yerushalmi, remember that we were getting real smicha, right? So can you be minded for individual things like yori, like we do today? Does that work? Shmini Madas are not for me. Rob, in fact. When he said Rebbe appointed him to go to Chutz Lorenz, Lat in the Dorim, Lios Kesomim, that he can pass in the Dorim and in Nida. Okay, so we see that he might give a head to a row for specific things. Mind the Dormach, once Rebbe died, Boy Gabi Brei Mume Bechoros. Rab went to Rebbe's son and asked him to give him Smicha to be Matir Bechor. The Bechor has a blemish to let it go out free. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Bavli says he didn't give it to him because Rav himself didn't give it to him because Rav's expertise was so great, other people would not have understood how expert he was and therefore come to make mistakes in learning from Rav's example. And that's what you hear, therefore, the son said, I'm going to give you more permission than my father gave you. I'm Rabbi Yasser, said, Kula Yoigla, he gave him all permission. He should judge by himself, Ulat in the Dharm and be Martineder, Riros Kisamim, to see Nida, Riros Mumish of a Golem, and also to look at the revealed Mumin in a Bechor. Mandadamach, when Rebbe died, Bar, Gabi, Bray, Mumish of a Seser, he asked Rebbe's son for permission to look at Mumin in secret. On land, that Rebbe's son said to Rab, any Moses on Mashal's Chab, whatever daddy gave you, that's enough.
Even though you say you can appoint elders for specific things, we share royal chosen, it's got to be suitable for all things.
And, in other words, it can't be a klutz in one area. It's got to be tamachachem in all areas. In the final case, Rabbi Shimon Levi, the money the chosen today, he gave smicha, real smicha, because he was in Eretz Yisrael to all students. Except, Rumitzal Chad, he was upset about one of them. Dava Gavi Beine, he had some blemish in his eyes, and therefore he couldn't do chalitza. You know, he couldn't do chalitza because by chalitza you have to see the. If you're a base, well, you could see the shoe, couldn't see the saliva. His eyes said he was not blind, but he couldn't see properly, so he couldn't see the saliva. Therefore, Lavi Yochum Amnise, he couldn't appoint him to give him real smicha, because he couldn't judge chalitza. Umani Yosef by Michim, so appoint him for specific things. Adama is teaching us a royal of Rechot, royal of Chol Advarim. So in order to be royal for one thing, he has to be royal to everything. Shein royal of Chol Advarim is not suitable for everything. If you do Rechot and royal, you can't appoint him for one thing. Malinus came down, can I give temporary smicha? Right? That's what you should do. Should give smicha for terms. Renewable smicha. That can make a killing on the licensing.
You don't pay your tuition.
That's right. Pious Rabbi Yudin Nasi, convinced Rabbi Yudin Nasi, the grandson of Yudin Nasi, they should write me Chad equals certain letter. I can get prestige from it. David Manasi, I can go to make a parnasa with it. Labras Raisa in Chutz Lorenz.
It was not a green card. It was a smicha that he should go to show people that he could appoint to be a rab. Upai say so they convinced Rabbi Yonasiya because of a wrote Haresh Shalachem Otto Godo. He said you're a great person. Shulchenu, he's our emissary. Chetzban is similar to us. Achagil Tzion until he comes back to us. And he gave a dispensation to act as a rav
in Chutz La'aretz. Okay? Not in Eretz Yisrael, but Chutz La'aretz. Yes, temporarily until he came back to Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Chizkiah and Rabbi Dusta and Rabbi Abba Vazmina, Umatbar, some say B'Shem Rabbi Dusta, Sapo, the elder name of the Achim Kosovo, this is what he wrote, same idea. Harish Lach Lachem Odom Kodom, we send you a great man, but what a great man! Shaina Bosh Lomar Losh Matin, he's not embarrassed to say, I didn't know the answer. That's what makes a man a great man. Okay? If he thinks he knows the answer to everything, he's not a great man. Oh well. Mal Atir Vapluris. Can it be Matinetta wearing just the yarmulke without the borsalim? Okay? According to the Kormei, the Pnei Moshe, which says, can you imagine that wearing your shirt without wearing your jacket? Now we have vote, same idea, because the talus dayan has to be mu'utaf, so he has to cover his head, and he has to cover his shirt. He can't just wear a tunic. So it says, Rabbi Voshe, Rabbi Yochan said, Matim of Plutus, you can use, it's good enough. Either yarmulke or shirt. Whichever one is. Rabbi Shimon Levi, he did plumes, he actually did it in a shirt. And Rabbi Shimon Levi said, but Mokum Shein Talus. It's only where there is no Talus. But if there's a Talus, you gotta wear a Talus. On Rabbi Yisrael Boom, the Dorim Kam, also by lighter Dorim, but by more stringent Dorim, you actually need to have Ituf. You have to have either your head covered or your body covered as well. So on this they say, again, I don't know how they see this, but they say that the Dorim Kam means the Neder, which came out of Mutar de Charota. It doesn't need a Pesach. Pesach is another chomer. Then you have to have a, you have to sit with your Borsellino and your Armani suits. Okay, Hadrach, your front cousin. Hadrach now Marosa. With two bums in the back. And the dorm she made, but these are the dorm that the husband being made for, or the dorm she's been in a nevish, since it's caused her anguish. Im echatzim lo echat, such as I'm going to take a bath or not take a bath. Im it's kasher, I'll take to put on makeup. Lo es kasher. Or Rabbi Yisrael said, "Ain elin nizrei nefesh." This has nothing to do with affliction of soul. And he's going to discuss what affliction of soul is in the Gemara. Ksiv it says, "Kol neder v'choshu asitzer la'nos nefesh." Says what can be made for the dorim which are la'nos nefesh, which afflicted. And we have a dorim shish b'aminu nefesh. Only in the dorim which afflict. The Dorm Shebeinu Lebeinu, what about the Dorm which have to do with intimate details between the two of them? Aminayin, I mean, those two we can be made for, because it says Ben Ish Lishno.